born again believers tonight. Hey, I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad I'm a believer. Amen. Hey, I believe many of you here tonight are born again. Hey, I'm glad that Gateway is made up as this Thessalonian church of saved people. Amen. Hey, I love God's people. This is my crowd. I don't want to run with the worldly bunch. I have no desire to go hang around a honky-tonk. Amen. I've got no desire to go down to a dope house. Amen. Why? I got regenerated. I got born again. And it changed my desires. I am where I want to be tonight. Amen. You say you're here because you're getting paid. That ain't why I'm here. By the way, I'll say this. I preach for free. I get paid for pastoring. Amen. Pastoring is the rough part of this thing. Preaching's the part that it thrills the soul. Amen. Hey, but I'm glad that desire is in me tonight to be here. You know, since I've been saved, there's been a pull in me toward the church. I mean, from the very moment I got saved, I'm not against a new convert class nor a new convert book, but nobody had to tell me to go to church after I got saved. Amen. Hey, the one that converted me moved in me. Amen. And now there's something in me and something in the church that's like two magnets pulling us together. Amen. So we find that this model church was made up of a saved church, people being born again. Hey, I tell you this, you'll never have church trouble with saved, spirit-filled church members. There's never been a church split caused by saved, spirit-filled church members. Amen. All the church trouble comes from is a crowd that's of a mixed multitude, and that mixed multitude can be lost and carnal believers. Amen. That is where all church trouble comes from. But true saved people, they end up trying to tear nothing up. Amen. So we see a model church is a saved church tonight. Let me say this, number two. Not only is the model church a saved church, but according to verse 8, it is a sounding church. Look at verse 8 again. The Bible says, for from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith had to Godward is spread abroad, so that we need not to speak anything. This church was sounding out the gospel message. Hey, a good church to be a part of is one that's in the business of sounding the gospel trumpet. Amen. This church, the Thessalonian church, had a desire for everybody to hear the gospel. You know, I believe that's why God's blessed Gateway. A group of people that are saved are gathered here, and their desire is to sound the message to all those that live in this world that they need to repent and be saved, and that Christ is the Savior, and He saves, and He keeps, and He blesses, and He uses us tonight. Oh, friend, they were faithful to sound the message. Understand something tonight. The Thessalonian church here is in Thessalonica naturally, but Thessalonica was an important city in Macedonia. Macedonia is a country. The city is Thessalonica. But also it said in that verse, not only sounded it in Macedonia, but they sounded that message in Achaia, which was part of Greece, of which Corinth that was the capital. So they was making sure everybody as far as they could reach they wanted them to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. Boys, as I read that verse this afternoon, the Holy Ghost reminded me what the Bible said in Acts chapter 1 and verse number 8. The Bible says in Acts chapter 1 verse 8, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Ladies and gentlemen, a good church is one that sounds the message. We're not hiding the message. Hey, I don't know about you, but you may not even know this, but there are churches that are not out in the open about the message they have. Amen. The message is hid between all the activities and the programs of their service. Amen. I will say something out here. Whether it's Sunday school or preaching hour on Sunday morning, Sunday night, or even Wednesday night, ladies and gentlemen, our message must be up front. Our message is why we are here. Amen. There is no such thing as a secret disciple. Hello. There is no such thing. If God really saves you, there'll be something in you to want to sound the message out to those you come in contact with. Amen. This is a sounding church. This model church, I think about Acts 1:8. He said in the city, Jerusalem. That was the city they started in. We see their county, that's Judea. We see the country, the whole country, is the word Samaria is included. And then to the corners of the world with the words uttermost part of the earth. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe a church that is serving God and loves God will be faithful how to sound the message first in their city and then around the world. Amen. It don't bother me to want to support missionaries. It don't. They're going where I can't go. Amen. Hey, and I want to have a party. Won't it be wonderful one day when we get to heaven and somebody that you've never laid eyes on in your life come by and says, thank you for supporting that preacher. He came and preached me the gospel. I got saved. That'll be a good feeling. That'll be a great day, friend. Amen. Hey, you would be lost tonight had someone not told you. Amen. Aren't you glad they come knocking at your door? You slammed it in their face, you cussed them, but they kept a praying and they kept coming back. Amen. Oh, friend, tonight, a model church is a sounding church. The gospel's our message. That's it. I have no agenda. No personal agenda whatsoever. It's not about me building a kingdom. It's not about me having a salary and a big hat. I have no agenda like that. My purpose tonight is to sound forth the truth of this Bible and to help you to grow, help you to come to Christ, to get others out, doing a work for God. That's what we're here for. Amen. Hey, it's good about those that are on the mission trip. I'm glad they got to go. I'm praying God work in their heart. Amen. While they're there. And I'm asking God to work in your heart. I don't think God's done calling missionaries. I really don't. You say, I don't want that. Be careful what you tell them you don't want to do. Amen. That's right. You say, I want to do everything but this. Well, God will put the but this in your life. Amen. Hey, I tell you what, we ought to be available. Available. Amen. A long time ago, I told the Lord I'd go and I'd preach what he said. I've been trying to be faithful at doing that. Amen. And Gateway, God's blessing is here because we sound the truth. Amen. Oh, friend, it is a blessing to be a part of a church that sounds the gospel trumpet. So a model church is a saved church. It is a sounding church. But verse 9, it is a separated church. Amen. That's in our text. Look at it. He said, for they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you. Here it is. And how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God. Hey, a model church is a separated church. That ain't a popular message of our day. Amen. Our tracts say that we are fundamentally refreshing. Because we're old-fashioned, we stick with this book. This is not a New Age church. And I'm going to make a statement, I'll clarify it. This is not come as you are church. I'm not talking about lost people on that statement. I'm talking about saved folk. Amen. He said they turned from their idols. They left those and turned to the living God. Amen. We're to be a separate people. Amen. I reckon the Lord wanted it like it is tonight because I'm going to play a while. You're not at the beach tonight. You ought not be dressed like it. Hello. You didn't go down to the honky-tonk. You ought not be dressed like it. Amen. Hey, you say it like this. Well, I'm going to preach it anyhow because it's right. God put a high standard on the church. Hey, why wouldn't he? He did on the tabernacle in the Old Testament. Them men had to cover their nakedness. They did. Hey, you. Let me tell you something. If any of that crowd said, I'm going to bless God, it don't matter what I look like, I'm going in there, they'd be dead. Ask them two that thought they could offer strange fire to God. God killed them. That's right. Hey, we're not at the beach. We're not down at the bar. We ain't at a strip joint neither. Amen. Ain't nobody at church, male nor female, ought to look like that. Amen. I know you've been wondering when I was going to preach this. I just waited till the Holy Ghost said do it. Amen. We ought to look right at the house of God. Hey, we're to be an example to this lost and dying world. Amen. Hey, we ain't at the movie theater. We ain't at a rock concert or a country music concert. This is the house of God. Amen. We're to be a separated people. Amen. Hey, I know they talk about this lifestyle evangelism. I'm going to tell you what you need to do is live for God. Amen. You say, preacher, I didn't like all that. Well, I figures you might not, but it's in that Bible. Amen. Hey, we need to get back where church means something again. Amen. Hey, we ain't here just to hang out. Amen. Please don't down me. I am a mountain preacher. You say, what's that got doing that? That means I'll back up and drop the plow 3 more inches and hit it again. We ain't going to plow around the stump. We're going to get the stump up. Amen. Hey, church folk ought to dress like saved folk. Amen. Hey, again, we're not anywhere else. We are in the house of God. Amen. If you've been wondering, now you know. Amen. I believe in this old-fashioned way. It ain't just talk. It's in my heart. Amen. Hey, we are to be a separated church. Matter of fact, the Bible declares to us in 2 Corinthians chapter number 6 and again in verse 14, he said, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. What fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? What communion hath light with darkness? What concord hath Christ with Belial? What part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk with them, and I will be their people, and they should be my people, or they be their God, and they should be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and I will be a father unto you. Ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Hey, that ain't a suggestion. Amen. Hey, I want to tell you something. Against popular opinion of our day, this Bible is not a buffet bar. You don't get to pick and choose what you like and don't like. Amen. God said what he meant. And he really meant what he said. Amen. You said, man, that's too old-fashioned. Well, those others are a dime a dozen. We're the alternative now. Amen. And I want to say I'm proud to be a part of an old-fashioned, independent, amen, separated Baptist church. Amen. I ain't ashamed of that. Hey, again, I ain't talking about lost folk. I don't care if they come in with a rainbow on top of their head, earrings and everything they can put them in. Hey, I want them to hear the gospel. But after you get saved, they ought to be a difference in your life. Amen. Hey, we need to walk right, talk right, dress right, be a separated people. Amen. Oh, a model church is a separated church. Let me say this, number four. A model church is a serving church. For he said there in verse 9 again, how you turn to God from idols to serve the living and true God. Hey, a church, hey, that's going to be an example needs to be a serving church. Amen. We don't need to be a church of freeloaders. That's right. We need to be servants of the Most High God. I wrote this down. I didn't need to. I could remember it, but I wrote it down because I really mean it. The Lord is the master, and I am the servant. And you too. Amen. We're not telling God what we're going to do. Amen. I could imagine me as a boy trying to tell my mom and daddy what I was going to do. That's it, Brother G.W. And I did it one time, and after I got out of the floor, I said, that wasn't smart. You said they locked your mom and daddy up. No, but my daddy done right. It's his house. He's paying for it. His rules. Hey, my kids up old up now, they done know the rule. You don't like it, hit the road. And I love my kids. I don't hate my kids. I love my kids. But I'm telling you, there's rules. Amen. Hey, and so much we ought to serve the one that's in charge. I didn't tell the Lord I ever want to pastor again. I didn't tell him I won't do nothing. I just promised him in 1985 in that tent meeting that live or die, sink or swim, I'd follow him and serve him. I want to say something to you young preachers. It's good to have some goals and some dreams, and don't let nothing or nobody take them away. But you need to understand you better find the mind of God and the will of God for your ministry. Amen. You may not get to preach to more than a handful of all your ministry. Amen. Hey, you could get to preach to great multitudes, but a lot of preachers never do. Amen. What you need to do is just go where God sends you. I left the road as after being an evangelist to come here to be pastor because God told me to. That's the only reason I'm here. I know you voted on me. I know that. But I wouldn't have took it if God hadn't told me to. Amen. I am more interested in being in the will of God than I am having the approval of men, than having everything this world's got. I want to be in the will of God. Amen. I want to serve Him. Amen. He died for me. He saved me. Amen. He blesses me. He provides for me. Hey, the least I can do is give Him everything I got and serve Him tonight. Amen. I'm not the finest preacher in the world. I'm not very well polished, but I'm trying to be God's man. Amen. I may hack when I get stirred up a little bit. I want to tell you something. I'm going to preach you something in between them hacks. Amen. I want to be faithful to my Lord. I want our church to keep serving the Lord. Hey, Gateway, God's using us. He is. Hey, He's used us in missions. He's used us with that jubilee. He's used us in helping others in the church. Hey, He has used us. Hey, what? How do we keep serving? Amen. I don't know all that God wants us to do in the future, but I think we ought to be willing. We ought to be available. Amen. Hey, sometimes it's stuff your mind can't compute. Amen. But if it's what God wants, He'll bring it to pass. I've learned that. Amen. Hey, I want to serve Him, whatever capacity. Hey, I want us to grow, but if we don't do a whole lot of growing, I want to be faithful over this little flock of sheep the best I can. Amen. And I really want to grow. I want us all to have a burden to bring sinners to church and preach them the truth and watch them get under conviction and watch them get saved. I really want to see that. But I really want to serve the Lord. I want to be His man. Amen. So a model is a servant. Whatever He wants, whenever he wants it and wherever it is. Amen. That's a hard prayer to really pray, but it's the best one you'll ever pray. Amen. Hey, it might take you somewhere on the other side of the world. Huh? Hey, I keep getting asked this. I've been asked this through most of my ministry, whether I was pastoring or as an evangelist. When I left and went in evangelism, everybody said, boy, I bet you're glad to be able to pastor it. How you like evangelism more than pastoring? I said, I like the will of God. Amen. He said, do you miss this? You miss it? I love being in the will of God. Amen. If you learn to live in the will of God and enjoy it, you'll forget about all that other stuff. Amen. I may not have a whole lot, but I'm laying up treasures in a place that moth and rust cannot corrupt and thieves can't break through and steal. That's what I'm trying to do tonight. Amen. I want to be a part of a serving church. Amen. Hey, you don't want to do nothing? Hey, tell the Lord and I'll ask God to put me somewhere where to do. And I'm not being mean about that. I love you. But I'm telling you, we need to serve God. Jesus is soon coming. We ain't got time to play games. I ain't being ugly. Don't you go out and say, man, our preacher raked us over the coals. And I'm not raking nobody over the coals. I'm telling you, we just need to serve the one that saved us. Amen. He's worth our best, and he's worth every ounce of effort it takes to get the job done. Amen. Oh, friend, this model church here is a saved church and a separated church and a sound church and a serving church. But I see also in verse 10, it's a second coming church. For the Bible said in verse 10, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. A church that could be called a model church, one that's looking for the return of Christ. That's right. By the way, do you notice in this verse, we are taught a pre-tribulation rapture? You recognize that we're saved from wrath. You realize that? Amen. That's exactly right. We ain't going to see 1 minute of the tribulation period. The rapture's going to get us out of here. This same verse also teaches me of that millennial reign. For he is coming again. This same Jesus. Not another one. Amen. Hey, we believe right when it comes to our eschatology, and that just means to what we believe according to prophecy. All right? Hey, we believe this Bible teaches the next event on God's calendar, rapture of the church. And it could be tonight, and I really wish it was. It's getting in my heart, it's getting to be more of a yearning for the Lord to come. It really is. This thing ain't going to get better. There ain't no pie in the sky in this old world. Amen. But I want the Lord to come. Amen. Hey, the come Lord fix everything that's wrong in my life. Have a problem I got, it'll fix it. Amen. Hey, the Lord's coming. We need to live till he comes. Live for him till he comes. And we ought to be longing and looking until he comes. Hey, you know, it's amazing. The Bible teaches us to look, and it does. We're to look for and to love his appearing. But it's not sitting down doing nothing. Amen? The teaching is be busy, occupy till I come. Be laboring in the field for me till I come. Amen? Oh, yeah, we need more to get involved and do a work for God. Amen? Hey, it ain't about having a title. You listening to me? It's us just loving the Lord, doing what the Bible says. Amen? The Lord's coming. That's why we promote it. That's why we preach that. Jesus is coming again. He really is. And I wish it would be tonight. I'd like to leave out here with you. It thrilled me. I mean that. Son, in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, changed and gone before a light could reflect in your eye. Amen. You realize that he could come to me preaching mid-word. I know my mountain Hebrew Messing with some of you, I drop syllables a lot when I talk. Hey, it'll be right in the middle of one of these days. Amen. Mid-sentence, gone. Amen. Could be in the middle of a choir song. Go from saying, Lord, I just want to thank you. Next up, you right there. Amen. That's how real it is. Gateway, our heart needs to be like this Thessalonian church. Not that we can say we're something. Not that others say, boy, look at, no, that ain't what I'm saying. But I'm saying we ought to strive that our life will reflect the glory of God. I want our church to reflect Christ. I want us to love one another and love sinners. We're not here to be judgmental. None of what I preach tonight is judgmental. I know the some would try to twit. No. I'm just telling you what God expects. That's right. I've never had anybody preach me out of church. I never have. I've had them preach me the altar more than one time. Amen. And that's what preaching's for. Make us move toward this altar and do business with the Lord. Oh, I want us to be what we ought to be for the glory of God. Amen. Boy, what a church this Thessalonian church was. Brother Paul, he exhorted them because of how they were examples to all that believed. Macedonia, Yurka, and they kept further out as they could get. They were being an example of the believer. I want to say this and I'm done. Gateway, you're known across this country. You really are. There's people know about you. They ain't never drove in the parking lot. I knew about you a long time before I ever come preach the first time. That's right. I somehow got on the mailing list here for Jubilee, and I never stepped foot in this building. I ain't lying to you. When I pastored in Burnville, I was getting a flyer every year. And I thought, you know, I'd like to go down there. I saw some preachers I knew that was on the list. I said, I bet that'd be a good meeting. And I show up, and Bud Wisham throws me in his spot. That is how I got here. That's right. I wasn't scheduled that morning. Bud Wisham was. And he talked to Preacher Stewart, and that's how I wound up preaching. And I had no idea it was going to lead to this. Further same from my mind, further same from your mind. But God was a working something together behind the scenes we knew nothing about. That's God. Amen. Let's be what we ought to be for His glory. Amen. Father, thank you for the attention of your people tonight. The reception that they have for the preaching of the Word of God has been wonderful tonight. Lord, I pray help us all. Lord, that we might honor you more and be more like you. Lord, I do. I want to be more like you. And I know that involves a whole lot of you working on me. And Lord, I pray you'd take the message, seal it to our heart. May you be glorified tonight. In Jesus' name. Heads bowed and eyes closed just a moment. I've tried my best to preach what the Lord gave me. Understand how blessed we are that we come in here and feel something in the singing and the preaching and the testifying and the Sunday school. Thank God for it tonight. Thank God for it tonight. Let's stand. Folk are coming to pray.